Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mindfulness Mothers Radio Show. I am your host, Janine Prue. Motherhood is a 24/7, 365 days a year job. Our mission is to help support mothers as they face every day with love, kindness, compassion, respect, honor, and insight. The Mindfulness Mothers Radio Show creates space for connection and community with tips and tools for mindful parenting on each show from the world's leading experts in the field of parenting, motherhood, education, self-care, mindfulness, and more. And today I'm very excited to have our guest today, Susie Lula. But let us first start with our breathing introduction to kind of ground the space and bring us all back to center. So go ahead and find yourself in a comfy space. I breathe in. I breathe out just for today. That is enough. I breathe in. I breathe out just for today. That is enough. I breathe in. I breathe out just for today. That is enough. I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. Just for today. I breathe in, I breathe out. I love that. You know, it's so simple to do that breathing, and yet it's a very, very good reminder for us to take that moment during the day to just take a breath, because as we go, 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 right before the show, I had difficulty getting on, so I need that to center a little here. But let me introduce you to our amazing guest, Susie Lula. She is a visionary leader who is transforming the way people think about motherhood. A much sought-after spiritual counselor, teacher, and inspirational speaker, she combines her innovative teaching over her 18 years in private practice with her training in spiritual psychology, showing you how to reconnect with your untapped spiritual power and use it to mother both yourself and your children in a way that really empowers and enriches your life and connection with your children. She is also the author of The Motherhood Evolution, which we will talk about tonight, and a big proponent of self-care. So we're very happy to have you here. Welcome, Susie.
Thank you so much. I too am so happy to be here. Nothing I love speaking about more than a new vision of motherhood.
Yes, and that is what your book is about, which I love the idea of it alone, because my motto for my coaching business, and has been for a long time, is when you are in a better space, the world is a better place, and that is basically the whole point of your book with motherhood.
Exactly correct. You know, we often think when we have a picture of motherhood, you know, we think it's going to be one way. And when I work with individuals during the day, we mothers are all trying so hard to be the best mom we can be for our children. And we often end up exhausted and overwhelmed and martyred and feeling guilty. So I do have this vision of motherhood that resonates with your motto of when we're in a better space, the world is a better space, and certainly our world and our children's world is a better space, you know?
Well, and it's interesting because it really is a new paradigm. I mean, originally, and the old paradigm of motherhood, and let's just be frank, womanhood, and the female place is to suffer and to take care of everyone else first and to put yourself last. And I still see, you know, in my generation and the generations to come, that still being a part of, you know, we're nurturers, we're caring people just as people. But then as women, societally, and still, you know, our place, even if it's not in the home, it's in the workplace, we tend to also do more in the home and feel that we have to. So that's a lot of pressure. How did your book and how did your paradigm change that? Because you kind of flip it on its head, don't you?
Absolutely. And I so appreciate what you're saying, because I find that there is a big disconnect happening, especially with mothers, but I think as you're saying with women in general, we know intellectually that we're nurturers and that we need to take care of ourselves in order to better take care of others. We've heard this, we know this intellectually, but integrating it and creating it as a way of life can be challenging for us. And this is how my own book came into being. I tease that, you know, my son was really the instigator of this book. I innocently pick him up from school one day and I'm asking him about his day. How was your day? What do you have for homework? And, you know, his response to me that day in the car was, you know, Mom, no offense. And so first of all, when you hear a child preface a sentence with no offense, you know, offense is on its way, mm-hmm. right? He was trying to be so polite. He said, no offense, Mom, but you know, you really need to smile more. Like, you are so serious. And I get in the car and the first thing you want to know is, what do you have for homework? And when are you going to do your homework? And, you know, what's your schedule? And did you clean up your room? And when are you going to clean up your room? And we have to go to swimming. And after swimming, you know, so he really reflected back to me in, you know, a way that I had been on this treadmill myself. And I was so immersed in the doing that comes from motherhood, which we all know, and that mm-hmm. doing won't usually change. And I was imbalanced. I was, you know, on the side of so much doing to the detriment of feeding my own spirit and my own heart and my own being. And the simple laughter and joy that he was looking for from me, I was kind of dying on the vine. In that capacity. So
well, and
I set
in today's
out,
society. Yeah,
yes.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, you go ahead.
Well, in today's society with the scheduling, you know, I mean, that's what our
yeah.
expectations
yeah.
are of motherhood, you know, and keeping it all together and making sure the kids are where they are so that it doesn't look bad and reflect bad on you as a mother and that you're doing the right thing for your child. And so, yeah, switching it. How did you switch it? I mean, because it's very
yeah.
difficult to just suddenly go against
it
the
is.
Grain.
It is very difficult. And I have a saying that self-care is not for the faint of heart. Right? Because we're social creatures. We want to belong. No one wants to be the first person on the block saying, you know, I take such good care of myself, because there's such a cultural, even today, there's in the cultural ethers, such a judgment about taking care of ourselves first, that it's selfish and that somehow it's going to detract from the care that we can give to our children. And how I flipped
yeah.
it was, literally, I knew it intellectually, and I created like a pact with myself and a challenge for myself, and I decided to just simply do a research project on it. So I did research on myself for 9 months, like an incubation period. I, to the best of my ability, day in and day out, small little ways, nothing huge. But I practiced finding the courage inside of myself to put my own needs first and to
mm-hmm.
prove out to myself your motto, that when I put my own needs first, I would be fulfilled from the inside out. And when I was fulfilled from the inside out, I would be more pleasant to be around. And I
mm-hmm.
learned so much in this 9 month period. The biggest thing that I learned was that self-care is not only not selfish, but it's the greatest gift that we can give to our children. Faint of heart, it's not, you know, it does require from us some courage. But I learned that actually, when we're not taking care of ourselves, that is narcissism. That's being narcissistic. So I'll speak for myself, right? I could so
mm-hmm.
easily simply walk into a room if I hadn't been taking care of myself and I was in a place of being depleted, overwhelmed, disconnected from my own heart, my own spirit. I could walk into a room and without even saying a word, everyone around me could feel my energy. So my son might
mm-hmm.
be, you know, walking on eggshells. He doesn't want to upset Mom. Maybe my husband could feel it. And I haven't even said a word. So what that means is that everyone in the family is revolving around me. And that's narcissistic.
Yeah.
As opposed to when I take care of myself and I find the courage, because it does take courage to be the first person to start doing this in your life. When I began feeling more fulfilled, I would walk into a room and I would have an overflow. And so my world became less about me, and I was actually able to be of service to my son in the way that I so desired to be. And the focus then became less on myself, and I was able to be more present with him and all those around me. Really, my marriage was enriched. I mean, every relationship in my life is richer now because self-care has become, over time, non-negotiable for me.
And you know what I saw right when you were talking about that is that the energy difference of when we don't take care, I mean, we need to get our needs met. Just like if you watch children, they will get their needs met somehow. Every adult, every
yes.
person, whether we say it or not,
yes.
whether we're, you know, taking care of it, we will always get our needs met somehow because we have to for survival. And so it depends. What I'm hearing you say and what I'm seeing is that it depends the way we get them met. If we know ourselves and can give ourselves what we need, we then also, what I saw was allowing permission for other
yes.
people, our children, our spouses, our families, to have their own space, to live in
yes.
their own place. And when you talk about walking into the room and it being all about, you know, us or you, right? Because
yes.
the needs need to be met. And so the control is there, and the anger and the angst and that ooh, uptight feeling that
yes.
everyone else can feel, it then becomes, yes,
yes,
about them being careful to make sure they don't upset mom. And that, you
yes.
know, truly is the paradigm that we're, when we're at our worst selves, we do tend to suck the energy
yes.
out of the room, and we do tend to upset other people. And so when we do take care of our own needs, and when we're talking about taking care of needs and self-care, I mean, this isn't like, you know, sitting down eating bonbons, although I highly encourage that, by the way. This is like eating, right? Sleeping, eating,
yes.
sleeping,
yes.
having some quiet time,
yes.
you know, simple things, like, you know, the same way you would parent a baby or an infant or a child, doing it to yourself.
Yes, and I think that that's another big misperception that you're hitting upon, is that we as a culture, we not only think that self-care is selfish, but we have the wrong idea of exactly what self-care is. We need to redefine and update self-care. We think it is going to get a manicure or a massage and, you know, having a glass of wine at 5, and all of those are fine and they are wonderful. But I'm really speaking about redefining self-care to include nourishing our heart and nourishing our spirit. Because what I find speaking with moms all day is, again, we're trying to be good moms to our kids, where no one wakes up in the morning not wanting to be the best mom they can. And yet many moms inside of themselves feel like they're dying on the vine, feel like they're disconnected from their own spirit, you know, from their own heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're saying is so accurate. You want to start with small steps. So you don't want self-care to become one more thing on your to-do list. Right? You want
mm-hmm.
self-care to be something that feels like a mom's spa, but a spa, not like a massage spa, a spa to your spirit. So we begin to ask, what is my spirit longing for? How is my heart feeling disconnected? So it might be something as simple as cutting fresh flowers and having fresh flowers in your home. Or it could be something around what I call emotional self-care, starting a journaling practice or a meditation practice. But really, we as women aren't really taught to even ask, what in the world do I need, you know? But
mm-hmm.
when you begin to ask, what do I need? And more importantly, what does my spirit need? Your spirit will surprise you. Your heart, your soul, your being, your essence will surprise you. It will provide you very precise, practical, like, I need a walk in nature today, you know? And maybe it's only
mm-hmm.
a 10-minute walk. But when your spirit knows that it can depend on you to listen, then you are enlivening yourself, you're enriching yourself, you are on your way to becoming more fulfilled. And so that's really you want to start small practical steps.
Well, and that's unique to everyone. That's the other thing. When we talk about self-care,
you know,
people think that it's something that's just generalized, you know, that this is what the physical body needs, et cetera, but to each person, we all, you know, I say fill up our cup, right? You know, it's the self-care. If we fill up our cup, we have, you know, energy and love and patience to give to others, including the children. And so it's absolutely unique to other people. And in the coaching work that I do, and I know in the work that you do with your clients, a lot of it is just getting people to know who they are, which is another thing as adults that we don't often do. Like, we do what other people expect us to do, or the world or society or whatever, instead of doing what is unique to us.
Yes. And I know for myself, I had a vision inside of me of the mother that was longing to come out. And I needed to foster that vision. The best definition I've ever heard of a mother is a mother is the individual who holds the highest vision for their child. And I learned that in order for me to really hold a high vision for my child, instead of looking at what he hasn't done, what didn't get done, what, you know, is lacking. In order to really hold the highest vision, I really had to learn who I am and how to hold the highest vision for myself. And that takes a level of introspection and the nourishing and the nurturing, as you were saying before, of ourselves before nourishing and nurturing everyone around us. And I found that the tasks of motherhood are not going to change, you know, dramatically, right? I still need to pick my son up from school, take him to his activities, do the laundry, make dinner. Those tasks will remain the same. But the more fulfilled I am, then the me that comes to those tasks is a different me. The me that comes to pick him up after school, the me that is making dinner, the atmosphere and environment in my home is different. The tasks stay the same, but the me I bring to the tasks is different. And I like me better, you know, who I am better when I'm taking care of myself, you know?
Well, and it's a fantastic mentorship. You know, that's the thing, that the number one thing in parenting we often forget, and in being a caregiver or, you know, to all the children and all people, is that they watch. They don't do what we tell them to do. They do what we do.
Exactly.
And so, you know, I always love when I hear the stories, like you said, like it's your son is like, you need to smile more, you know, meaning you need to do something that makes you smile more. You know, what makes you happy? What makes you fulfilled? Yes. And when you mirror that for your children, you allow them to be unique and do what makes them happy, which makes them more fulfilled and satisfied. And it allows them to be independent, that they know they can go to college and, you know, their kids, you know, their friends go out every night and they're morning people and they don't like staying out at night. They have the courage to say, no, I need my sleep because that's when I'm my best self, you know, and I get crabby when I don't. So I'm going to go home and get some sleep. They have permission then to take care of themselves in the world.
Yes. This is very deep and profound, what you're sharing right now, and this is where a big part of my passion lies, because A, to your point, our children want us to be happy because they come onto this planet so full of joy. They're uninhibited. They're unencumbered. They are joy-filled. So they want us. They're our biggest advocates for self-care, first of all. A happy mom is the greatest gift you can give to your child, period, end of conversation. And to your point, for future generations, you know, yes, I'm raising a son. He's going to maybe one day find a partner. Whether the partner is a man or a woman, but if that partner is a woman, I want this woman to be with a man who supports her to take care of herself, right? Because he's taking care of his, the ramifications are endless. And then for mothers who have daughters, when you model to your daughter that self-care is important, it provides her the dignity, her the permission to take care of herself. So their relationships in the future, we seriously are changing future generations by allowing ourselves to be fulfilled And lastly, I will say to your point, my son has seen me on this journey from a pretty young age. So he sees, as you say, we model to them what we do, not what we say. And so he's seen me stumble. He's seen me pick myself back up. He's seen it all. But I believe him seeing me really learn the art of taking care of myself, I've heard him and he's come to me. He's a teenager now. He's 14. And he said to me a couple of months ago, I was asking him about a party he was going to, and I asked if he thought there'd be alcohol there. And he said, no, I don't think there's going to be alcohol there, but probably people will have smoked pot. And I was amazed at 14. And he said that he and his best friend had made a pact not to participate. And we have a code. He can, you know, text me an X and I'll come get him, all of that stuff. But my point being, to your point, he is learning how to take care of himself. He found a buddy to do so, and he's learning to go against the grain, if necessary, of mainstream, of peer pressure, of what's hip and cool, of he's stepping into caring for himself as a being. And I'm watching the ramifications, you know. Imagine a planet full of moms doing this.
Yeah.
I was floored.
That's amazing.
So I'm so about, and you've used the word permission quite a few times today, and I think that's such an important word for us moms to be giving other moms, to be giving ourselves, and to be, that's why I love that you have Mindfulness Mothers and this show, because it's a way of coming together in community and giving ourselves this collective permission to say, you guys, whatever this cultural, masculine, authoritative voice of saying this is not okay to take care of ourselves, that's an insult to our intelligence as women now. You know, that's old school, it's outdated, it doesn't serve us, let's all join together and let's take the best care of ourselves we can, you know, to see a planet thriving mothers. It's free.
Well, and especially
it doesn't
even because,
cost
you know,
anything.
The new paradigm is there are many stay-at-home fathers and many fathers who are now experiencing what it's like to be with the kids and have the kids first and, you know, and have, you know, the wife at work till, you know, 7 o'clock at night and how that feels. And it's interesting to see the dynamics completely change in our society. And, you know, my young nieces and nephews, you know, have experienced that and understand, you know, that the housework is for everyone and, you know, and how that works. And
yes.
The difference, and it's fascinating to see the masculine paradigm changing as well. So ironically, the things we're saying for mothers right now and women in the world will also be for men as they begin to stay home with the children more often. It's the same patterns begin to happen because children are so demanding, you know, from birth, the screaming and the crying, they require your attention. So you automatically begin to put them first. It's an automatic response. And so, and so obviously as women, you know, especially in the world, you know, we're very fortunate to live in America and the way that our rights have, are still our rights at this moment. And so it's a new paradigm in a new world and raising a new generation to understand that the work that you do is amazing. And I would fully, I will share on Facebook, and I fully recommend everyone going and getting your book, The Motherhood Evolution, which is available on Amazon. And we have about 5 more minutes. So I just want to ask you, is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with? You have some fantastic ideas and stories and wonderful things in the book, but I'll let you share a little more about that.
I think the biggest thing that I'd love to share is to make it very accessible for you, because it is a lifestyle change. It is a way of life. And to take small steps that feel doable and to find other like-minded mothers and, you know, seek out each one of us on Facebook and write to us and, you know, ask questions and reach out and connect, because this feeding of our spirit, this nourishing of our spirit, I promise you, it will change the environment. I have a saying that mothers are the spiritual heart of the family. And so we are setting the spiritual tone in our home. And so the more that we can be spiritually fed and connected and full ourselves, the tone will change in our home. And whatever we need to do to join together as women, as mothers, as parents, because as you said, it is true, fathers have the same challenge giving themselves permission to care for themselves. So all of us joining together to, I say also that mothers are the untapped spiritual powerhouse of the planet. There is so much spiritual power within us. When we meet our children for the first time, there's that profound spiritual connection. And then we do tend to lose that connection because our children are needy. They need from us. That's true. And so to really keep our own spiritual heart full and overflowing is something that is richer when done in community. So reach out to us, connect with us, find the ways, as you said, it's unique to each one of us and unique on different days and times. Find the ways that can feed you so that you then will shift your tone in your home.
Absolutely. And there is a way we are doing on Mindfulness Mothers self-care serenity sessions, which will be a teleconference call with a recording. So if you miss it, you can get the recording later. Those will start at the end of May. And I know you and I are going to be doing some fun, amazing work probably together again, most definitely together again. And
you
of course,
bet.
Half an hour was not long enough for everything we have to talk about. But it has been an absolute delight. Where can our listeners find you on Facebook, your website? Where can they contact you?
Suzi Lula, SuziLula. And that's also my website, SuziLula.com. And I, too, have so many. I have an online self-study class called Self-Care as a Spiritual Practice that you can purchase, and I'm always doing different classes, and I always answer every question on Facebook. So please reach out. I'd love to connect with, and definitely you and I will do some things in the future. We can't not.
Yes. And yes, please join our community on Mindfulness Mothers. We have a Facebook group. You can find that there. You can find the link on mindfulnessmothers.com along with the information on Suzi and a link to her website as well and the recording of this radio show if you missed it or want to share it with others. So it has been a delight and an absolute pleasure to have you on. And, yes, we will definitely continue this conversation in the future at many more different points.
I would welcome that and love it. And, again, just so grateful that you had me on the show, grateful to be part of your community, and love to welcome other individuals into both of our communities.
Thank you. And a big shout out to our HUG Alliance that we are a part of and all the women and men who are involved in that, mothers and fathers and caregivers and supporters of self-care everywhere for the parents and the caregivers who take care of the kids. So big hugs to everybody and big hugs to you too, Suzi.
Absolutely. Thank you. And, you know, to find a partner to do this with someone, I think moms can feel so alone. So find a partner, bring a partner into this community. Beautiful.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. We'll talk again soon. Appreciate you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Bye to everyone. Much love.
Much love. Bye.
Bye-bye.